Welcome to Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we don't jump through hoops just to hear our voice and can fall in love with illuminating documentaries like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
I'm just a hard worker that's trying to survive.
Enjoy the animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
All doctors report immediately!
Where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction.
Welcome home, baby!
Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love.
I want my music to unify people.
And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop.
This is the cleanest police car I've ever been in my life.
And BMF.
You're about to take over the whole nation.
Explore Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Prime Video. Find your happy place. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Okay, we're live. It said connection lost, reconnecting, and then all of a sudden here we are. So I think we're good. I think we're live. Adam can hear me, but this is the Viking Age podcast. It's the official podcast of thevikingage.com. My name is Chris Shad. I am a writer for the Viking Age Zone Coverage and Bring Me the News, as well as the Brookings Register. My co-host is Adam Patrick. Excuse me. He is the managing editor of the Viking Age. We do this every Monday with a late week episode right here on the Viking Age YouTube channel. We're in podcast form on Apple and Spotify the very next day. But however you consume us, make sure you rate, comment, like, and subscribe so you never miss a new episode and we can spread the word to the masses. Adam, it was a rough weekend for Minnesota sports. Former Vikings legend Roman Reigns losing the Universal Championship to Cody Rhodes at WrestleMania, and Minnesota native Paige Beckers losing to Caitlin Clark in the Final Four. Great way to start off the month of April. That is going to definitely shape the next 10 years of Vikings football.
If you're a Minnesota sports fan outside of the Vikings, and probably wasn't the greatest. At the same time, if you just love watching good competition, then it was a great weekend for you, because even though the Paige Beckers and UConn lost, it was still a really, really good game. Came down to the wire and ended with some controversy. And then, of course, the Roman Reigns, main event with Cody Rhodes was just spectacular and super overbooked, but it was awesome. And Cody Rhodes came out on top. And and then I think the championship is tonight?
Mm-hmm.
I think it starts at like 9:30.
Yeah, it's tremendously late. I don't know about you. I just haven't been able to get into the tournament this year. I don't know.
Yeah, I think the most I've noticed is the girls' stuff.
Mm-hmm. It's just been kind of a very nonchalant. UConn is so dominant, and then you have Purdue with Zach Edey, who seems to have like the personality of a brick. The news is off the court too with Coach Calipari. You want to talk about Minnesota connections entering his Tubby Smith era? But
is he from Minnesota?
No, Coach Calipari isn't, but Tubby Smith coached at Kentucky.
Right. Yep.
Got them to a Final Four and then went to Minnesota because he was like, fuck you, I hate this. And
well, they weren't good. Like,
what's going on?
They weren't good, but I feel like Kentucky was still kind of good. So it was weird that he was just like, no, I'm going to leave. It's what everyone does, leaves Kentucky for Arkansas. Just what you do in college basketball, apparently.
I just hear banjos every time, talking about it.
Bill Clinton, banjos. They used to be really, way back in the day, Arkansas used to be good with I can't remember the coach's
name. Nolan Richardson, the 40 minutes of hell.
Yep. I think they got to the Final Four and they might have played Syracuse.
They won the national title, I think.
Okay.
Or they were in the national title game. I remember that.
I think they won.
They might have beat UCLA.
I don't remember who was on their team because I was probably like 7 or 8.
Well, let's get into the real madness. Now that it's April and March is out of the way, we have NFL draft madness because we're just talking about the same things over and over and over again. But Merrill Hodge, who is a former ESPN analyst.
Speaking of the 90s.
I think he still might be.
He's not with ESPN anymore.
He's not with ESPN anymore. No. So now he's just doing freelance stuff.
He's just spewing hot takes.
That's entertaining. He jumped on and basically had no regard for Drake May whatsoever. Basically took a flamethrower to him. Said he's too erratic. He compared him to Malik Willis a couple years ago. Said his athleticism doesn't make him a dual threat on the field. And here's the kicker. Said May is the type of player that will get you fired. So let's start off here. Is Drake May too risky for the Minnesota Vikings?
Not for the Minnesota Vikings, maybe for another team like the Patriots or the Commanders or the Giants, a team that isn't really equipped or set up really to just put in a rookie quarterback, or not even put in a rookie quarterback, but draft a rookie quarterback and allow him to sit and develop without rushing him onto the field and asking him to save your franchise. I think it really depends where he lands, because I think that's been the case for a lot of quarterbacks in the NFL draft. You know, who knows if Sam Darnold could have been good if he was drafted by someone else that wasn't the Jets, or, you know, I think Merrill Hodge has become known over the years for predicting that Johnny Manziel would be a bust. Well, first off, he wasn't like, he wasn't the only one who thought that. I think that gets like misconstrued too, as well as like, oh, he predicted Johnny Manziel to be a bust. Oh, you mean the kid who like got suspended in college and like went to Vegas after games to party? That guy was going to be a bust? No way. And then he's had other takes where he thought Brian Brohm, like former Louisville quarterback, was drafted by the Packers in 2008 in the second round. Mm-hmm. And he said that he liked him better than Aaron Rodgers. So, yeah, I mean, he got his prediction with Manziel right. So now he knows everything about everything. No. This isn't to say that Drake May is going to be a superstar or anything, but I think it really just depends on where he lands. If he lands with the Vikings with his, former coach in Josh McCown, another former quarterback in Kevin O'Connell. I think he's going to be, and receivers like Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, TJ Hawkinson, Aaron Jones in the backfield. I think he's going to be okay. Like, he doesn't have to put the whole team on his back. He doesn't have to be Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes. He can just go out there and be a game manager for the first few years. I think if you remember, Ben Roethlisberger, when he first got in the league, he wasn't like lighting up the stat sheet or anything. He was pretty much a game man. Tom Brady was too. Like they were game managers when they first got in. Guess what? They won. They won Super Bowls. So like if he lands with the Vikings, I don't think it's a big risk, because they have the ability to sit him if they want, and they also have the ability to probably determine better than some other organizations if he's ready to play or not, because he could be ready to play, but I don't think he's too risky when it comes to the Vikings in particular.
You know, a quote that Hodge had kind of grabbed my attention. And by the way, if I seem loopy, it's because I fell asleep like 5 minutes before the podcast and woke up. So if I sound groggy and just kind of out of it, it's because I was like falling in a deep sleep and looked, it was 6:09. So my apologies for that. But he said, and this was a quote that I wrote down, so story time with Chris, but the problem with that is expectation, these guys getting drafted in the top 10. What are you expecting? Are you expecting an average, okay, good quarterback, or are you expecting guys like Joe Burrow or CJ Stroud? You're not drafting these guys to be okay. You're not looking for all kinds of issues and growing pains, even though everybody should be allotted that time. But that's not going to be the level they have got to live up to. They don't have the skill sets for it. I think that quote is interesting in two ways, because, you know, if we could go into every quarterback class and be like, there's nobody here, there's no Joe Burrow, there's no Patrick Mahomes, there's no Johnny Manziel, I told you I'm like
CJ Stroud,
thank you. Like there's no franchise quarterback here, there's no perfect prospect. Well, if you sit around waiting for the perfect prospect, you're going to be what the Vikings have been the last however long. May in particular, there are some warning signs that maybe I could agree with. Like his 2023 tape was worse than his 2022 tape. We've seen this before, and it usually doesn't mean great things. Sam Howell, a bit of helmet scouting, but that's a good example. He looked really good in 2021. 2022, he drops off, and then he's getting taken in the fifth round, and he's throwing interceptions all over the place in the NFL. May is also a projection of what he could become, but you're projecting with all these prospects. it's similar to Josh Allen out of Wyoming, where Hodge said he was inaccurate downfield, but he was good on intermediate routes. And that checks out because May had a better PFF grade on deep passes than intermediate passes last season. And like the other thing with all of this, and I've heard this mentioned on Purple Daily a little bit, but I agree with it. It's not like the Vikings don't know any of this because A, they have a guy that coached Drake May in high school and has probably stayed connected with him. So if he, it's kind of like last year. Remember when the Vikings were connected with Will Levis because he worked with Liam Cohen, who crossed swords with Sean McVay in Vegas, and Kevin O'Connell crossed swords with Sean McVay. So like everybody knows Sean McVay and they know Will Levis. Well, the Vikings didn't take Will Levis. So what does that tell you about Will Levis? Like if they pass on Drake May and he's available, or we hear something like they didn't try to move up to try and get May or took McCarthy over May, then it's kind of okay. They have their reasons. Like if they think he's the guy and he's attainable, like that's the thing. Don't go up there and be like, we'll give you 6 first round picks. I don't even think you could do that in the NFL. I think they limit you at 3.
Unless you had six in like the next 3 years or something.
Yeah. You can't do the Rudy Gobert trade. If go get your guy within reason, I guess is what I would say. So, I mean, you know, we keep looking at these prospects and being like, oh my God, he's not perfect from day one. It's like, well, no shit. Like who is a perfect quarterback? Patrick Mahomes had to sit a year. Mm-hmm. Like he didn't even see the field. Aaron Rodgers sat for what? 3 years.
Yep.
So
Jordan Love, Allen, yeah. Joe Burrow was not good. Really? He was okay first year, but he wasn't the Joe Burrow he is now. Lamar Jackson, same thing. Like, yeah, I don't ever understand this expectation where guys are like, oh, they're going to come in and they have to be, you know, all pros. It's like CJ Stroud last year is not the norm. And I think people see that and they're like, oh, every rookie quarterback needs to be like that if they're picked in the top 5 or top 10. And like for the most part, that's not the case. And then, you know, when it comes to questions about Drake May, I'm pretty sure every one of the top 4 or 5 quarterbacks, 6 quarterbacks has a ton of questions around, even Caleb Williams. Jaden Daniels, there's questions about his durability because he doesn't really take care of his body when he's running. JJ McCarthy, there's questions about, like, you know, can he do well in an offense where he has to throw more than he was asked to do in Michigan? Michael Penix has all the injury questions. Bo Nix, you know, he's going to be 45 next year. So, you know, how much longer does he have left in his career? This is also the part of the year, like the season where I feel like people are hearing things from whether it be agents or teams. It's kind of just like a battle of words where you're trying to get a guy either to fall to you or you're trying to get a team to think that you want to get a player that you don't really want them, that you don't really want to get. So it's really just like the next few weeks is just going to be, there's going to be a lot of probably a lot of weird rumors and stuff that's, you know, coming out that's just like, what, who cares? Like that has nothing to do with anything. You know, this is just, I feel like the beginning of that. So unfortunately, we have a lot more of this to come during the next few weeks.
Tua is supposed to drop to like, what, 20, whatever, where the Vikings were before the draft. And then he goes like 5. Yeah. Like that's the type of stuff we're going to see right now. You know, every draft analyst hits like 500, right? Like,
remember, oh, below that.
Yeah, probably.
More like baseball, more like a batting average. It's more like 30%, I feel like.
Chris Sims thought Kellen Mond was a future superstar. Yep. I can't remember who he had ahead of him, but it definitely threw everybody off. I'm sorry. I'm just looking at the comments here. And
I think you like Zach Wilson too.
Yeah. I still have wrestling brain because Kenny Alexander said mirrors are smoking. Yep. And I thought of Cody Rhodes' old theme. You're only smoking mirrors. Oh man, the worst part about like falling asleep too, like with a nap, is like you sleep in your contacts and then like you can't see out of your eye, like it just kind of deposits, and like that's kind of what I'm going through right now. I'm just like, yeah. And the thing, I don't know why I decided to close my eyes 10 minutes before the podcast. That was kind of a dumb decision.
Gotta get those night and day contacts. That's what I have. I sleep in them and probably for way too long, but just feels like I don't.
Everybody wears their contacts for way too long.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like as long as they don't feel like shards of glass in your eye, you're good.
We're all going to be blind. And
you're just like, no, why can't you see when you're 80? Well, I mean, I slept in my car. Oh yeah. That will do it. Yeah.
Let's get some, by then you can buy new eyes or something.
Here's an interesting one. If we're on the topic of quarterbacks in the draft, Dan Orlovsky compared JJ McCarthy to Kirk Cousins. Mm-hmm. McCarthy and Cousins play with a high level of conviction and routinely make difficult throws from the pocket look easier than they should. The former Michigan quarterback has eyes and arm tied to his feet on when and where to throw the ball. What do you think? Day-Day McCarthy remind you of Kirk Cousins?
Skill-wise, I guess a little bit because of his accuracy. Otherwise, no, because J.J. McCarthy's a winner. So, you know, Kirk Cousins doesn't really know. He didn't win in high school. He didn't win in college. Didn't win in the pros. J.J. McCarthy.
But he won at the negotiating table, baby.
You know what? You're right. You're right. Okay. All right. Nah.
Do not. Make sure you acknowledge the head of the negotiating table, okay?
Yeah. But, yeah, other than he's accurate, like, I don't really. McCarthy's more mobile than Cousins. He's won games, whether that was more of his doing or not. Like, he had an impact on Michigan's success. You can't really take that away from him. So I guess it's a comp, but like, I don't know. A lot of these comps are never close. Like, it's really hard to do that. I've done it in the past and just, it's taken me a very long time. Cause I'm like, no. So like,
there was one in this article where Bo Nix was compared to Drew Brees.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Like, and I don't know. I know Bo Nix completed a lot of passes and his accuracy was through the roof, but Drew Brees also threw the ball downfield at Purdue. Mm-hmm. So he was a second round pick because of his height, not because, you know, he was in a paint by numbers offense.
And Bo Nix isn't like Drew Brees was a short quarterback. Bo Nix isn't short, right? He's pretty big, right?
6'2". Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so Drew Brees was maybe 6 feet. So yeah, got a couple inches on. Yeah. Yeah. Like, well, like I said, comps are really hard. Like, I think Thor Nystrom does comps all the time. I'm just like, yeah, like, more power to you, because I'm sure if you do, the more you do them, it's easier, but it's very hard. And so anytime there is a comp and I'm like, I'm always like, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt, because it's like, it's just super hard to do that, because there's always going to be something that's not specific or separates the two. So JJ and Kirk, maybe they'll have something in common next year because JJ will be thrown at JJ.
Yeah. Maybe. You know, it reminds me too of, I think this is when Christian McCaffrey came out, but everybody was like, oh, Christian McCaffrey, man, he reminds me of like Danny Woodhead or Wes Welker if he played receiver. And he's like, I'm actually kind of more like Deuce McAllister. Yeah. Wait, huh? Brain broke.
LaDainian Tomlinson.
I'm a lot like LT. I scored a lot of touchdowns. Yeah. No, it does not register. Hey, George Kittle was at WrestleMania. That's cool.
Yeah, he's supporting his 49ers, fellow 49ers fan. Like, I guess he is a 49ers fan.
I think he would cheer for the Niners if he played for them. Yeah. So technically, mm-hmm. Are all players fan?
Is Kirk Cousins a Vikings
fan? Yeah, that's a good point. I'm sure he's Kirk Cousins is a, I don't know, what's a Swiss bank account company?
He's a fan of George Washington.
That's he's a fan name. Of
Benjamin Franklin.
Yes, Abraham Lincoln. All that stuff. Here's another interesting question. And this is just one that's kind of popped up over the last couple of days. We've talked about this a little bit. Like, okay, if the Vikings don't take one at 11, they're going to take Michael Penix. What if they sit there? Michael Penix isn't there at 11, or like they just don't like Michael Penix or like any of the quarterbacks. What if they go way deep, like Spencer Rattler deep? Because friend of the show, you just mentioned him, Thor Nystrom, said that Rattler could be one of the steals of the draft. We've heard Kyle Rudolph advocate for Joe Milton before. We smashed him for that. And there's precedent to this. The New Orleans Saints traded for an extra first rounder in 2022, but then they didn't move for a quarterback, which makes sense because that was the Kenny Pickett, Malik Willis, Desmond Ritter year, and all those quarterbacks are trash. Here's what I think right now. I don't want them to make a half-assed attempt at a franchise quarterback. Like, that's what scares me. Like, outside of everything else, the draft comps and, oh my God, like Drake May's not 1,000% passer when he throws between 10 and 20. Okay. Yeah. Like, he's got stuff to work on, and you have a coaching staff that you believe that
they can develop. Sorry. Them, right.
I got the comments up again, and it's just, again, like when you just wake up and your brain is just like groggy, that's basically what it is. I closed my eyes for 10 minutes. Now I'm like a zombie. But I mean, it's just, you know, going for all those late round quarterbacks, it just feels like Kellen Mond again. But if they go ahead and do that, do you trust the Vikings to do the right thing, or what are you thinking?
No, I know people are like just against they have to trade up, but if there's a guy they want, which it seems like there is, and they might have multiple guys that they like, but it seems like they like Drake May and JJ McCarthy seem to be at the top of their list. And if they feel they have to trade up to get him, then they should. They shouldn't wait around. You know, people talk like, oh, the Vikings got Dante Culpepper at pick 11 in 99. And look how he turned out. I really enjoyed watching Dante Culpepper. But to say that pick was a success, I don't think so. He played, what, 5 or 6 seasons with the Vikings? 2 of them were pretty good. 2 of them were really good. If you're drafting a guy with the 11th pick in the first round, you get 2 really good seasons out of him. I don't think that's a success. Is he one of the best quarterbacks in Vikings history? Yes. Is that a compliment? That's up for debate.
It's like being the best quarterback of the Bears.
Yeah,
Jay Cutler.
The bar is really low.
Yeah, Jay Cutler is the greatest quarterback in Bears history. Like, statistically, right. If you go back and look.
Yeah, like if you're like, oh, he's the greatest Browns quarterback. It's like, okay.
Congrats on beating Bernie Kosar.
Otto Graham. Come on.
Vinny Testaverde.
Give Otto Graham some flowers. Okay. But yeah, like, Rick Spielman just came out with, I don't know if we're going to talk about this, but he came out and said, like, the Vikings, if they want to get someone like JJ McCarthy or Drake May or whatever, they're going to have to overpay. You know, they don't really have a choice. To him, it's overpaying because he never did that. He would never do that. If you look at every draft that he was involved in, going back to when he joined the Vikings in, I think, May of 2006, it was after the 2006 draft, which means he didn't play a part in Tavares Jackson getting drafted. So he was on the staff for when they drafted, I think, Tyler Thigpen, John David Booty, who else? Kellen Mond, Teddy Bridgewater.
Christian Ponder.
Somebody else. Joe Webb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But did they draft him as a receiver or a quarterback?
No, quarterback.
Okay.
The only quarterback he traded up for is Teddy. When they traded back in the first round to get him. He's the only quarterback who made the Pro Bowl. So, like, if Rick Spielman's going to say, like, they're going to have to overpay, okay, like, then do it. Like,
again, if you really like a guy and he's available, like, there are some instances, like, you're not, I mean, from everything that we've heard, and again, it could be smoke, like, the Patriots pick. Like, if they want 4 first-round picks, I wouldn't do that. But if it's a reasonable price and you're like the Chargers. Like, I saw a pick that, or a trade that was, like, you give up 11 and 23 and a 25 third rounder for JJ McCarthy at 5.
Yes,
absolutely. Like, if you do that, like, what I don't want them to do is what they did with Justin Fields a couple years ago, where, you know, they just lowballed the shit out of a team and just like, oh yeah, well, we'll give you 11 and a 2027 seventh round pick.
They knew. Like, I think they knew what they were dealing with when they were calling the Panthers thing.
Right. Well, yeah, it's like the idiot GM.
Those guys aren't there anymore for a reason.
Yeah. Just Matt Rhule is just like, I don't know what I'm doing here. Let's just
throw in a sandwich,
guys. Yeah. Oh, buddy.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Buddy. Like, I guess that's just where I'm at right now. We're 2 weeks or just over 2 weeks out from the draft. We're sitting here and we're having the same conversations over and over again because we've just gotten mock draft fatigue. Like, I'm at the point where it's like another week or two, and then you get to the week of the draft and then you hear the final reports. That's what I want. I'm at the same point.
You want to talk about Kirk Cousins again?
Yeah. It's like February. It's like February where we're sitting here and we're just like, well, what about Kirk? What about not Kirk? What about what about Drake May? Do you like Drake May or do you hate Drake May? JJ McCarthy. Oh, Spencer Rattler has entered the chat. Like, I don't know. Like, maybe that's like part of the reason I fell asleep. I was writing the outline and I was just like, oh, we're talking about this again. And just, you know,
I will say Monday's usually a little bit busier with news. And today was pretty slow. Like, in terms of Vikings related stuff, it was even at NFL as a whole, it was a pretty slow Monday for two and a half weeks away from the draft.
Hey, Wes Phillips got suspended.
Enjoy your vacation, Wes.
Just 3 weeks conveniently
in April.
Yeah. Conveniently back for the draft.
Yeah.
Just.
Yeah. Nice little up on the wrist.
Yeah. Hey, don't jump in the car while hammered. Okay. Like let's not do that. Let's not do that.
Well, what's the draft pick? Not pick, but the prospect. No, what's his name? Sweat. Did he just get a DWI? I think the Texas kid. I think he just got one over the weekend. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
And then he visited the Vikings today.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully he took an Uber.
Right? Well, maybe Wes gave him a ride.
Hey, we know you're suspended, but you want to go pick this guy up? This is going off. Here's another conversation that has come up in the last week. People are talking about Justin Herbert to the Vikings again. And I don't want to talk about this because it's so far out of left field. Mm-hmm. But you, like we just mentioned it, like today has been a pretty slow news day across the league. Like there's not really a lot going on. And people are like, yeah, Justin Herbert. Yeah, you can get him. And he's going to save the Vikings. All right, let's go through some basics here. Because I think there's a lot of misunderstanding on how Justin Herbert could wind up to Minnesota. Yeah, just a little bit. If the Chargers trade Justin Herbert before the draft, they would eat $63.5 million in dead money and take a $44.1 million cap hit. So basically, they would be completely flushing this season. Mm-hmm. So there is that.
And maybe
now,
next.
Yes. Now, if it happens after June 1st, those numbers go down to $13.3 million and $6 million. You cannot designate a trade as a post-June 1st trade. This is not the NBA where, like, you draft Walker Kessler, he goes through everything wearing a Wolves hat, and then a day later, it's like, oh, yeah, you've been traded to the Jazz, by the way. Or like, you know, somebody gets drafted by the Grizzlies, but there's a trade in place, but the guy has to sit through all these press conferences asking, what do you think about being a Grizzly? He's like,
Was it Ray Allen and Stephon Marbury?
Ray Allen, Stephon Marbury, yeah. They the entire night they're sitting there with each other's hats on, and then they have the hat swap in the night.
And I want to say Vince Carter and Anton Jameson did the same thing too. I think Vince Carter was actually drafted by the Warriors, and Jameson was drafted by the Raptors.
That's it. You can't designate a trade a post June 1st trade, but everybody seems to be doing
that. This is like one of those, you know, we've seen those TikTok videos where it's like five teams that could trade for Justin Jefferson, and it's like. None of them, because he's not getting traded. But like, I think I even saw a scenario where someone was like, "Oh well, the Vikings could draft JJ McCarthy and then hold on to him, and then after June 1st, they could trade JJ McCarthy to the Chargers for Justin Herbert and some pick." I'm like, it's not. That's never ever ever happened in the NFL, and there's a reason for that. Also, the Chargers just got a new GM. Do you think his first move as GM wants to be like, hey, you know this quarterback that you just signed to like this record-breaking deal? We're going to cut him, and then we're also going to lose money by cutting him. Isn't that a great idea? No, it's not. I know I understand people want to make the connection between J.J. McCarthy and Jim Harbaugh, but Jim Harbaugh has a lot of connections. He's not going to just draft. The Chargers aren't just going to draft all Michigan guys as much as Harbaugh might want to do that. It's not going to happen. But yeah, Justin Herbert to the Vikings this year, like I can listen to Justin Jefferson trade idea. The chances are very slim. But when you start talking about Justin Herbert, like I don't even know where this came from. I have literally no idea how this even, because like they got, because Jim Harbaugh, is that really the only reason? Because JJ McCarthy and Jim Harbaugh, is that it?
Well, Jim Harbaugh did say that he thinks JJ McCarthy is the top player in this draft.
What's he gonna say? He's terrible. Don't draft him in the top 10.
Right. Yeah, he's not going to throw his quarterback under the bus. Yeah, exactly.
Especially if they won the national title.
You asked the question. You're like, where did this come from? And I'm like, I think that's it. I mean, that's the way I see it. And, you know, you also have the previous history with Jim Harbaugh where you had Alex Smith in place there and he takes Colin Kaepernick anyway. But that's in the second round. Like if J.J. McCarthy was available in the second round, I think the Chargers make that pick because Jim Harbaugh knows what he's doing there. And plus, the current status of the Chargers roster, that's a rebuild. Like, I don't know. I don't see them doing this, but like if they took JJ McCarthy, I mean, That's the other thing, too. Okay, so let's say that happens. Chargers take McCarthy with the intent of trading Herbert. You have basically just tanked any sort of value you can get for Justin Herbert, because everybody knows you're trading him. So, and I mean, that could be a whole... So like, from a Viking standpoint, if they're banking on this, if they're saying, well, you know, Drake May's a little too expensive to trade up for and really don't want to do it for J.J. McCarthy, let's wait it out and see if they want to trade Justin Herbert. Then you get to June and you're like, no, we're not going to trade him. And you're like, shit, we have Sam Darnold and nobody else. We have Sam Darnold and Joe Milton at quarterback. This is great. This is a great idea.
Joe Milton, someone I could see going to the Chargers, actually, because didn't he used to play at Michigan.
He did.
So I could see that. But yeah, doesn't trading for Justin Herbert too kind of just defeat the whole purpose of you moving on from Kirk Cousins? Like, you just left a quarterback where you were paying him a ton of money. I understand Justin Herbert is younger, more talented, has more room. I don't think he's reached his ceiling yet. Or he has. But like, you've now been given this opportunity to build a roster without having to spend, you know, $40 to $50 million on a quarterback. And I think trading for Justin Herbert, yeah, it's fun. It's cool to do that in Madden and stuff. But like, they're trying to like build a consistent, successful team. This isn't like the 90s Vikings where they're like, well, we just need to get a quarterback. Whatever. We'll get Warren Moon. We'll get Randall Cunningham. We'll get Jeff George. Just put them in there and we'll just do whatever. No, they want to be successful for more than just 1 or 2 years. They want to be successful. You know, they look at the Rams or the Niners or, the Bills the last few years.
The
Eagles, like all those teams started with young quarterbacks, the Chiefs. I don't know why I left them out. All these teams started with young quarterbacks and they were able to become consistently successful because they were able to take advantage of those quarterback contracts and build the rest of their roster around the quarterback. So trading for someone like Justin Herbert, who you would also have to give up assets for, which would prevent you from building even more of your roster, like at this point where the Vikings are, it doesn't make any sense at all. Yeah, it would be fun for a year, but what if you flop out in the wild card again with Herbert as your quarterback? Then what? Then you have a lot of players to get rid of next offseason, and you have nothing to show for it.
Like, I don't think this team is in a position to trade for a quarterback like Herbert.
No.
Like, there's too many. I mean, we talk about it. There's all these holes everywhere, and, you know, you can make the same argument, too. Like, you can't trade up for a quarterback because you have holes everywhere, and you need those draft picks. Well, I don't know. Like, if you have, like, let's compare the two situations. If you trade up for a quarterback in the draft, you're not paying him a lot of money. And you could fill your needs in free agency next year or the year after. Mm-hmm. Like, you have, that's the whole, it's like Indiana Jones and Raiders of the Lost Ark or whatever it is, or is what is the Temple of Doom where he's got the jewel and he's trying to get the jewel and the whole like bolt. Like,
I think it's
the
Temple of Doom.
Yeah, that's like NFL GMs trying to get the rookie quarterback window. It's like, oh shit. And then they draft their quarterback and like, oh no, it's Christian Ponder.
it's a snake.
It's just Christian Ponder rolling, or like Sam Ponder rolling on a big ball, chasing you down the. I just got blocked, probably, but I'm probably already blocked.
Yeah, yeah. What are we talking about?
Vikings analyst block.
Yeah,
skull like, block.
That was the first. I think she was like the first person to block all of Vikings Twitter back in the day when she was Samantha Steele.
That takes some like dedication to block an entire fan base, though. And I get it from her point. I mean, it's her husband. Like, she's gonna support her husband, obviously. But,
well, yeah, because people are probably tweeting at her
like, yeah,
get your man in order, or that. I remember it was like the theory was, and this is way back, like early Vikings Twitter days, this is like 2000, it had to be 11 or 12,
yeah,
that Christian Ponder wasn't able to, you know, live up to his full potential because he was dating Samantha Steele, and so that's why people want her to like break up with him. But it turned out didn't matter at all.
People didn't know what to do on Twitter back in the day either. Like, it was just like, I can talk to anybody. Like, wow, this is amazing. Some people still don't know what to do on Twitter, where they just, you know,
yeah,
tweet the every mundane
the owner
comes
of it
out there. Yeah, the owner, guy that owns Twitter, doesn't even know what to do with Twitter. It's it's quite the cesspool.
It's fun,
I don't know. Yeah, like I'll just open it up to an open forum here. You got any other Viking related? I mean, we're just kind of stuck here. we're sitting in, and it might just be because I'm still like trying to wake up from my last minute nap here, but
yeah, well, like, how would you rank the quarterbacks in terms of, let's get Caleb Williams out of there. Cause he's probably going to the Bears. Like how, in terms of not even like, I guess, overall talent. Cause I've seen a lot of people be like, oh, they, I think it was Mel Kiper who was like, you know, the Vikings shouldn't trade up for JJ McCarthy. Cause he's like the 14th player on my big board. And I'm like, that doesn't mean anything. Like no one's like
number one on the Vikings board.
No one's like, we can't draft McCarthy. Cause he's
what does he say on Mel Kiper's board?
I think I looked it up. On the consensus board, I think Patrick Mahomes was like 23rd or something. And I think the Chiefs drafted him the 10th pick.
Yeah.
What if they were like, oh shoot, we can't. We got to get Deshaun Watson instead. So, yeah, like how would you rank the quarterbacks with Daniels and May and McCarthy, Penix and Nix in terms of like fit with the Vikings? I don't even care like talent wise, but like based on everything you've seen, I guess.
I feel like McCarthy would be the best fit.
Yeah.
Like he's just a guy that, I don't want to say he's just a guy, but he's a guy that's, for a lot of the reasons Dan Orlovsky said, I mean, that's why he sees Kirk Cousins, because he probably fits in that system. He can get the ball to his playmakers. He can thrive with a solid supporting cast around him, what the Vikings seem to have on offense. Your defense needs a little bit of work, but I mean, I would put McCarthy first. I would probably put May second, I think. And then I would put Daniel. The thing about Daniels is that he's accurate, but he doesn't use the middle of the field a lot, I don't think. And he's a really good deep passer, but
he's really skinny.
Yeah. Like anything like physical, knees or whatever. Himself. You know what? I would put Michael Penix ahead of Jaden Daniels.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. Wow.
Like, and I don't know. I
wasn't laughing. I was just coughing.
No. I might just be tired still, too. But I mean, I think about it. Penix is like, look at Josh Dobbs. Excuse me. My throat's starting to act up. My whole body's just like turning against me. Just like, apart. Yeah. This show has
Roman lost, and you're just the whole tribal chief.
I was just celebrating Cody Rhodes winning. Even the announcer was just like, she couldn't even hold it straight.
She didn't know what was going to happen. She doesn't like people who tell her.
Yeah. Which, hey, whatever. That's fun. That's the magic of pro wrestling.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, when it comes to Penix, like, look at Josh Dobbs. Like, Josh Dobbs was a running quarterback. He played out of structure and everything else. And Jaden Daniels plays in structure, but I think those quarterbacks who kind of go Wile E. Coyote and kind of free will drives Kevin O'Connell insane.
Yeah, I guess if you are just talking about strictly for the Vikings, then
yeah, that was your question.
Yeah, it was
fit for the Vikings.
I think I forgot my question. So that's why I was like, what?
I wouldn't put, as far as like pure talent, I wouldn't put Penix ahead of Daniels, but a fit for the Vikings, I would put.
And then Penix. You know, Penix is, I feel like he, at least the last 2 years at Washington, he was able to do it in back to back seasons where I feel like Jaden Daniels like just exploded last year with LSU, and he didn't really do that in any of his previous years at LSU or Arizona State. This isn't to say he can't be good, because plenty of, like, Joe Burrow, look at him. He had that crazy final season at LSU and he was fine. But yeah, I can agree with that. All right, we'll just get out of here and I'll ask you, is MJF coming back tonight? Is he going to be there tonight?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, it's the Monday after Raw.
He hasn't, I don't think there's been anything about him re-signing.
Huh.
I mean,
he's been taken off the AEW thing. Hey, one more thing. I'm thinking about this again. I feel like Bo Nix would be more of a fit than Jaden Daniels.
Oh boy. Yeah.
Robot QB, right?
We're gonna have to clip this and put it out.
No, I'm not saying. Like, I don't know. I would be excited.
No, I understand. If they got
Jaden Daniels, it'd be awesome. The guy's like Lamar Jackson. I'm looking at Kevin O'Connell and I'm thinking,
lost
his mind.
I think if the Vikings got Bo Nix, people would be disappointed. But at the same time, they would be like, you know what? There's some things that he does well that translates to the Vikings offense where maybe, you know, he can be good. He can, like, what? Aaron Rodgers was 20 to 26 pick, 27, 25.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it can happen. It's not the craziest thing in the world. And a lot of people consider Bo Nix to be a first round prospect. So it's not like he's this mid round prospect where people are like, oh man, like can't believe you did that. So I don't know. It's I'm very curious to see how everything turns out, because aside from pick number one, like we've seen the Commanders reports come out that they want McCarthy, and I've seen mock drafts where they go for May and Dan. Like we still have no idea what they're going to do at two. Like I think they're going to go with Daniels, but we really have no idea. And it's going to be fun. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be hectic. I'm looking forward to it. I wish I was at that draft party. The Fillmore?
The Fillmore.
Sold out. All those people that don't listen to Purple Daily decide to sell out a whole arena. Yeah.
Well, and I think the official Vikings draft party costs like $60-$70 to get in.
You have to pay to get into that?
Yeah. Let me look that up right now.
Really? Minnesota
Vikings draft party.
I thought that was free.
No. They make you throw down some coin. Draft party. Sorry, general admission $15.
Okay. All right. Okay.
So it's not as I'm thinking because I think you can have like a VIP one and you get to meet. Yeah. Let's see here. Yep. US Bank Red Zone. Here we go. I feel like this is a giant ad, but whatever. US Bank Red Zone, $150. STM. I don't know what STM means, but 175 GA. Access to all general admission areas and activities. Big. Early access to the stadium. First access to the Vikings Foundation garage sale. Commemorative credential, lanyard, and gift. Meet and greet photo opportunity with current Vikings player Josh Metellus. Front row seating to live KFXN coverage on the main stage. Complimentary tailgate fare, snacks, and Pepsi products. There is also a Pepsi Zero Insider Lounge, all-inclusive elevated buffet. Okay.
All right, so you're getting food and stuff.
And you get to meet Adrian Peterson, it looks like. Meet and greet photo opportunity. Alex Boone would tell you against that. Did you see... All right, yeah, here's something we can talk about. Did you see his interview?
Story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess apparently in 2016, he got into it with Zimmer over playing, because he came back from that torn meniscus. Mm-hmm. And terrible. Then, yeah, like he fumbled and everything else, and Alex Boone hates him for it. And then he said, I felt disrespected. I came back for you and all this stuff. And
he wanted him to play in week 17. Not 17, 16 against the Packers.
Yes.
The Vikings were not eliminated yet. And people are like, oh, well, basically they were. That's not what happens in the NFL, especially not with Mike Zimmer. Like, if anyone, like that dude coached to win in his final game. He didn't care about Justin Jefferson's stats. He wanted to win. So, like, Zimmer was like, so can you play against Packers? And Pearson's like, why? We're not going to make the playoffs. And he's like, we're not eliminated yet, so why don't you play? And he's like, I don't want to. It's like, okay, all right, we're done here. So, like, yeah, he said he felt disrespected because he wanted him to play against the Packers. It didn't make a lot of sense. Nothing Adrian Peterson really says or does makes a lot of sense. So, and he's still not retired yet either. That's what he said too. Like, he hasn't played since 2021, but he's still holding out. He's almost 40.
He also, like, to his credit, not a lot of people wanted to play in that Green Bay game, especially the secondary who just started to do their own thing.
Yeah. Oh, that was that game.
Was
that game?
Yep. Secondary going rogue.
Okay. All right. And their offensive line was so injured. They had Jake Long that year. Boone was on there. Joe Berger. Like they had, I used like 10 different, was TJ Clemmings? He was out there. Yep. He was out there too.
Yep.
Like, yeah. I mean, it was
that was just
it was a weird story because he was like, this is the one time I've only felt disrespected. Oh, what about that time where you were on the Saints and Sean Payton took you out like after like three plays against the Vikings and you were like scowling at him on the sideline and then he cut you?
What about that one time you got a raise after missing the entire season for We should probably go.
Why did he miss the season? I don't remember what happened.
Yeah. Something like Aaron Judge, but with a tree branch.
Who crowned you as the next? What did CM Punk say?
Yeah. who crowned you? Who chose you?
Who chose you? What's his name?
Hey, what's going on at the Viking Age, Adam?
Oh, lots of fun. We're talking about Merrill Hodge and no. Just lots of fun stuff. We're just keeping an eye on everything that's going on with the Vikings draft wise. I think this week, if it keeps up being slow, we'll do some looking back at some of the stuff the Vikings did. And I think we're going to dive deeper into some of the prospects, position specific wise, since we're getting closer to the draft. And I feel like we know a lot about the guys that are like near the top of the board, but there's some good guys you can find in the mid rounds and day three. And the Vikings are probably going to have picks there, and it's probably going to be most of their picks are. So we should probably learn about a bunch of those guys. So that's what we got going on over there. VikingAge.com. Follow me on social media, Twitter, Threads, Adam Patrick, NFL.
You can follow me at The Real Chris Schad, but that's all the time we have for the Viking Age podcast. We do this every Monday with a late week episode right here on the Viking Age YouTube channel. We're in podcast form on Apple and Spotify the very next day, but however you consume us, make sure you rate, comment, like, and subscribe so you never miss a new episode. For Adam Patrick, I am Chris Schad. This has been the Viking Age podcast.